Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't believe it's so many years since Martin Compston messaged me from the hills of Los Angeles while walking his dog to mention how much he loved The Big Interview. Nevertheless, the star of the BBC's smash hit Line of Duty and former professional footballer, he played for the Dandies, you know, Martin Compston, name checks Prince, Gary Tank Commander, Clarence Seedorf and Jose Mourinho. Four names you've probably never heard spoken in the same breath before. But then, this is The Big Interview.
Saturday before he died, the Prince phoned me and said, "Is it true that Martin Compston knows Greg, Gary Tank Commander, McHugh?" Is Gary's a bright leading man, writer,
Greg,
performer? Greg to us. Is he the kind of guy who might lead you astray?
I think we lead each other astray quite a lot. He's a great friend of mine. I say a very, very talented boy, you know, with fresh meat, and he's doing the A word now and stuff. But yeah, we sort of coax each other on, you know. We've ended up in some heaps together.
Is there an example?
Well, one of the great things about this job is I got to play in the soccer thing at Old Trafford, which was just an unbelievable experience. I believe Kevin Bridges touched on it on his, you know, and me and Kevin had a great time, you know, sitting with Mourinho and stuff. And I played a charity game and I'd done my ligaments and I had a keyhole on it. And I kind of thought that was it. And it took me out of work for 3 months. So my agents instead said, "Right, enough's enough, sort of. Like, it's time to concentrate on your actual job." And then the call came through for Soccer Aid. And I hadn't even run or anything on it yet. And I was just thinking, maybe this isn't the right thing. But I says, I'll go down and I'll have a run. And if I can wait on it, I can't miss this opportunity. Because they told me Mourinho was managing. You were going to be playing with Seedorf, Stam, Davids, Del Piero, Shevchenko. You know, it was an incredible lineup, Van der Sar. And I thought, I just need to kind of, just to be on a pitch with these people. And Mourinho was unbelievable. So we turned up on the night, and I had a run about with the physio that day. And he said, "Look, it's weak, but we can do stuff for you, and it'll be all right. We'll strap you up and all that kind of thing." So Mourinho comes down for the initial kind of dinner thing, and he had the dossier on every one of us. And he says, "Look, I know about your knee." He says, "You're going to start at the weekend." Because the point was, we were to train Tuesday to Friday and play the game on Sunday. And you were sort of to play yourself into his plans. And he said, "You're going to start. Don't train. Like, we need you." And a bit of me was like, you know, having been a footballer, I wanted to be on a training pitch with Mourinho and see the secrets and all that kind of thing. And so he kind of let me kind of potter about. He'd always kind of have me on and go, like, this is where you're going to be, front post, back post. He's so organised, it was unbelievable. Like, everybody knew where they had to be. And it was just mind-blowing to see this. And the first thing he said is, look, this is for charity. We're going to enjoy ourselves, but we're here to win. My teams don't lose. So we got the Tuesday, Wednesday, the Thursday. He'd let me have a little kick about it. He says, right, tomorrow, he says, I'm going to let you train on the Friday. So I was buzzing. So I was trying to get an early night. And then the phone goes and it's Greg. He says, look, you're going to come out.
You want to come in town and meet me? I'm out with Paolo Nardini, who's another good friend. And he says, no, look, mate, I've been on the table all day, getting my massage and stuff. But says, the guy says, my knee's fine. I'm going to train tomorrow. And he said, look, just come into town. I'm like, no. I said, look, just come into town. Hung up, phone goes again. He says, look, just come meet us for a beer. You're all right. I said, look, mate, we're on lockdown. I'm playing this game on Sunday. And he said, he says, look, just move. I went, no. Phone goes again, it's Paolo, and he says, if you don't come out tonight, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. And I went, look, you take the piss here, because I said, look, I really shouldn't be doing this, so do you mean that? And he says, just come down, you'll see what I mean. So I got out the back of the hotel and jumped a taxi. Now, all the England boys were already out, but I think they were about hanging, but Mourinho was kind of strict on us, rightly so, I think. And so I got a car into the Groucho where we're sitting now, meet Greg and Paolo for a drink. And he says, look, just follow me. We walk round the corner, just round the corner there. I think it's the back of the Hippodrome. I walk into this tiny wee booth and outstruts Prince. And proceeded to play for the next 5 hours or so solid.
No.
It was unbelievable. Obviously, you know who Prince is and you know some of the songs and stuff, but I've never seen anything like it. And there must have been about 100 people in the place.
Whoa.
And then so I got on about 7 or 8 in the morning. Jose gave me the shout, got on the pitch, and I went, no, I think you're right, Jose. I'm back on the table.
We twins.
Felt my knee a bit heavy and I don't want to risk it for Sunday. So just sit and lay in the bed for the rest of the day again.
But did you tell him?
Well, I told him after that. I told him on the Sunday night, but I didn't want to jeopardise because I think I was supposed to start left mid. Michael Sheen broke his wrist and Michael was supposed to start right back, and he said, look, I'm going to need to move you to right back. So, but I've got a great picture because of that, because he said, look, I'm going to move you to right back, so Michael's going to start and then we'll put you on. He's going to change the banners, whatever, and then you go on. And I've got a great picture framed of me at Old Trafford with Jose telling me at the side of the pitch pointing where to go. And then he said to me, Ollie Murs was one, he said, just make sure, he says, that boy's a whippet, so just make sure he doesn't get on the ball or do anything. And as he ran by, Jose just ran on the pitch and nailed him. Just nailed him. And like, you seen wee Murs rolling around looking up at me, and I'm mad at him, I can say. And then that set the tone for me, so I just nailed him the rest of the night. But it was, I mean, that kind of stuff was unbelievable. And to get a thing of being on the pitch with those players, and what I'll never forget is maybe he's on. To say he's underrated isn't the right word, because he's won the European Cup with three different teams. But Seedorf controlled the tempo of that entire game. I mean, you've got world class players around him, all legends, but he controlled that game. When he wanted to up it, the whole game upped, and when he wanted to slow it down, I think he scored three that night. Actually, it was unbelievable.
He remains a really good athlete as well.
Him and Davies were whipping the bodies out in the showers. Me and Kevin made ourselves quite scarce.
That's going to stay up there. Oh, top. Every young fella's dream.
I played Glasson through the past. That's the stuff that stays with you, because that's the stuff I grew up watching. You know, I mean, I always loved acting. I always loved movies and stuff. But you know, I didn't dream about winning Oscars. I dreamed about lifting the cup with Celtic.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.